My guest today is Lainey Forrest, a member of the Wider Horizons 4-H Club in Davison County. She's been a member for 5 years. Lainey, thanks for visiting with us this morning. And this has been quite an unusual year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on 4-H activities. So how did the cancellation of numerous 4-H events impact you and your club?
Well, it's been definitely harder to meet and get to communicate with each other, but we are still trying to somewhat have a normal year, but definitely coming up with projects and getting our books done has been hard since we haven't been able to be together.
So even though you're unable to be involved with the club and other 4-H activities in person, what did you do to stay active?
Well, I've still been washing cows in the barn. I have still been coming up with projects to enter and things and just being involved in 4-H even though we can't meet.
What kind of projects were you preparing static-wise?
Preparing my cows to show. I've also been preparing. I've been sewing projects. I have been making crafts and everything to enter in at the end of the year.
And so while you're working on your projects, where did you seek answers to questions that you might have?
Our 4-H leader has been really good about answering her phone if we have any questions or just answering any other members that are in the group. They have been super helpful with answering questions and try to help everyone along the way.
Lainey, what do you feel was the most challenging part of working on your own?
The most challenging was probably books and keeping up with coming up with 4-H projects, because normally we're together and we can discuss these things. So not being able to come together and learn all of that has been kind of challenging.
Lainey, at this point, the South Dakota State Fair is scheduled to go on as planned. Do you plan on participating?
Yes, I do.
And how are you going about preparing your animals for showing at the state fair?
Well, we wash them every morning. We spend at least 2.5 hours washing them, brushing them. And every night we spend at least a half hour to an hour of walking them and just getting them ready and trained and prepared to go out there and just show off what they have.
Lainey, how has 4-H helped you pass the time?
It's definitely kept me busy. Washing cows takes up a lot of time, and coming up with projects and, you know, seeing what everyone else is doing in the group has definitely taken up the time that I've needed.
Once we get past this pandemic, what is the first 4-H activity that you want to resume doing?
I want to resume Egg Olympics and days where we can all come together and do fun competitions and show together and just all be together and hang out.
It sounds like socializing is a big part of 4-H.
Yes.
And Lainey, one final question for you. You've been a member for 5 years. What would you say to someone who would ask you why they should join 4-H?
4-H gives you a lot of responsibility in animals and making sure you have all your book work done. And it is super fun, and you get to meet a lot of new people, and it helps you travel to different places and learn many new things that you didn't think you'd ever learn.
Very well said. And we thank Lainey Forrest of the Wider Horizons 4-H Club of Davison County for visiting with us today on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.